Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you pick a girl tonight? Can you keep her loose for a day? Give it if it takes all night. All night in the club.
All right.
Will you stay down tonight? Until you come up. Are you a Macaholic?
I'm
welcome to another one of these goddamn dope-ass shows that I have. This shit is for you. I'm your host, Rosebud motherfucking Bitter Dubs. Now, you got to excuse me because my voice is fucked up. But I wanted to wait maybe till Sunday, but I couldn't help it, man. This shit is like drugs for me. And I'm hooked, and I was like being fucked up because I wasn't getting my dose. Now here I am. Trey, what's up, man?
What's happening, bud? Man, I'm so glad that you are back, man. I was sitting out in front of your house, man. Police rolled up to me and said, you the third crackhead I've seen out here waiting for this Rosebud show to come on. Yeah, man. I've been out here waiting, man. So I'm sure the public is too. I see these phones lighting up too.
Hey, check this out. You should have told him you ain't no crackhead. You a game head. I'm sitting out here waiting to get loaded and lace on this game.
Yeah, man. Well, you said the police was out here waiting because you were selling so much of this dope stuff, man. I wasn't sure, but now I know. It's hot over here.
Hey, listen. You motherfuckers know I don't be bullshitting. You know, I come at you with real shit. I don't come at you with no watered down, you know, crap about how pimps should be. I always give it to you straight. I give it to you straight and Mac with no back, like I like my cognac. Period. All of you motherfuckers know my qualifications. I got degrees, all that shit. What you don't know is that what really rewards me is being down and dirty. Which for me, having a first degree red belt in motherfucking mental gymnastics that allow me to catch hell of women is rewarding up. I'm not really looking to have no bitch paying me no more. I'm out the game as far as that go. But see, when you real about this game, you can actually leave the game. But the game ain't gonna leave you. See, I didn't left the game, but the game didn't leave me. That's why I'm lacing you with this shit right now. This show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com. is brought to you also by DownAndDirty101.com. Go to those sites, check shit out. I got all kind of shit going on them sites. Now, I got these motherfucking links. You know what? I want to tell y'all, before I really get into the show, I want to tell you about what I'm really doing. I mean, a lot of you guys still instant message me, want to talk to me. Rosebud, let me pick your brain on this. Woo-woo-woo. Send me motherfucking paragraphs after paragraphs telling me about some bullshit that I don't want to hear. And you ain't understanding. My shows, you can ask me anything you want, and we gonna kick it. But I don't give out free one-on-one advice. I'm not going to let you pick my brain. I'm going to answer your question, but then I'm done. Because what I'm saying, and what I want you to understand, is that I fucking got this shit already on them MP3s. That's what them MP3s are. You fuck around and have one question to ask, and that MP3 answer 7 or 8 of your next questions. Because I kick game the whole 50 minutes that you have it. 50 minutes of me spitting it about whatever that topic is that that particular MP3 is about. So I just want you to know that if you want some game, I ain't mad at you if you don't get it. Because a lot of you motherfuckers is straight out getting it. I mean, I was getting a lot of, you know, buy this tool, that tool. But people are starting to realize that they want it all. So they go for that deal that if you buy it all, you ain't even spending, I think you're spending a little more than 25% of what all this shit will cost you in the long run. I don't care how you do it. The money comes to me either way. I'm just saying, if you really want it, I got it here for you. Also, you know, I'm really glad to see more of you motherfuckers are interested in my ABP, the players to you, you know, the alpha man, that alpha man shit. And goddamn it, I send that shit to you. All you got to do is ask me. I'm doing so much shit now, it's ridiculous. But I got the how to on catching in various real life situations for motherfuckers talking about pimping bitches. I got how you supposed to read, not how you supposed to react, but I got. I got all my shit to where your ass can motherfucking really benefit from fucking with it. That's all I'm going to say on that. Now, don't fucking get me wrong. Because, you know, all of these goddamn MP3s, I got versions for pimps and I got versions for motherfuckers that just want to catch bitches. And don't get me wrong. You know, I ain't sprung on this pimping no more. I just got game. I'm sprung on trying to help every motherfucker that listen to me become alpha. That's what I'm sprung on. I'm square as many of you motherfuckers are. I don't go out and do nothing slick for my goddamn money. So I can't claim to be, you know, in the fast lane just because I know about the fast lane. I don't want to fool myself. I'll be real. My thing is being real. That free stuff is just a small fraction of what I'm going to offer you and what I do offer, I mean. But more importantly, I'm just going to have a constant flow of shit for you to take in through my shows, through my products. I mean, just all kind of shit. And now that Trey Lavish is hooked up with me, I got shit for your business. I know a lot of you motherfuckers are business-minded. But the thing about you motherfuckers, you don't want to wait and earn your stripes in this pimping and then go into business. I ain't mad at you. Just because we had to wait don't necessarily mean you have to wait. But it's one thing you do have to do. And you do have to satisfy that hunger for game that you got in you so that when you do try to get some kind of business, you ain't going to be trying to do both. You see me, I'm laid back, square as a motherfucker. Ain't trying to fuck with no bitch. Shit. My MP3s are inexpensive, but they pack with the do's and don'ts of this motherfucking game. And it's got all sorts of ins and outs about the particular situation that the DVD is about. It might be about how to catch at the mall. It might be about how to talk to a bitch that got an attitude. I mean, whatever the DVD is about, excuse me, not the DVD, the MP3, whatever that motherfucker is about, your ass gonna get 10 or 12 ways to handle it. Because like I profess, if you just know how to do something, you're going to lose. because I'm a motherfucker that know 20 ways to do any one thing that I get involved in. So I'm never going to lose. That's why you see me being so cool when I fucking do these interviews. A lot of you guys don't know. Some of them be 15 years old. I show you little clips. Some of them be 5 years old. Some of them be new. But what you see and you don't realize because of how smooth I am about representing it is my shit don't change. I'm not going to be this way in 1990 and then in 2010 change because times change. Things is different. The shit I'm doing in 1950, since it's so real, it's going to be cool in 2050 and beyond. This is why you need to get this game. This is why you need to understand what game is. And this is why you need to become a student of game, of getting game. That's what you need to do. I got a hell of a fucking show for your ass tonight. Call in. The phone number is 657-383-0809. Call in. Ask me anything you want to ask me. Don't take pity on me because my motherfucking voice sounds broken down. My voice, my vocal cords is fucked up. My mind is fine. Trey, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, just doing my thing, you know. Enjoy doing the show, you know. Gotten a lot of good positive feedback on that. Also, I've been helping some people out with their businesses, so that's been going pretty well, too. So I got some new stuff lined up going there. And I can't wait to help some of you cats, you know, contact me, like I said, at TreyLavishDirect@gmail.com. And I definitely will walk you through the process. I know how to start LLCs and all that stuff, and I know the processes on that. And, you need help on any of that?
Hey. I don't need no goddamn help on it. With all these motherfucking entrepreneurs that's listening to me, I'm sure one or two of them motherfuckers can stand some guidance. And when they fuck with you, they know since me and you hooked up, they ain't got to worry about is you real or not. Because they know I'm real. They check me out every Sunday. I got tools for when you run into bitches on the streets. I have it. I have tools as far as what to say to a bitch when she tell you they busy. I have it. I have tools for what to say to a bitch when you're in a restaurant. I have it for after you done called a bitch, how you make your relationship last with that bitch. I also have it for if you want to see results from your conversation almost instantly. And God damn it, I have it. I have what to do when you really have action. I'm telling you, go to PayPal, order the shit, get this shit, learn how to have some game, learn how to be versatile. Hit my email, askrosewood@gmail.com, and I'm going to email you all the free shit that I told you about. I got the ABPs of dating, rules to become alpha, the pledge to you, 10 things to do that don't cost a whole bunch of money, and motherfucking the five no's.
Yeah, but I met this cat just recently, man, and he seemed like a pretty sharp cat, and told him I was doing a show, told him to listen in. But one thing that he said, and I want you to expound on this, because I know a lot of cats probably have the same kind of thought process. His thing was, you know, I'm with the game, but I'm not gonna pay for no game. And, you know, I knew you know exactly what the problem is with these cats that have that mentality. I'm sure a lot of them are on the phones now have that same kind of mentality.
Well, you know what, man? You see, it's a saying in the streets, game is to be sold, not told. Every one of them motherfuckers that don't want to invest in themselves, They'll scream that man, game is to be sold, not told. That's because they faking. They not really being real. I don't care if they buy my shit. You know what I care about? If shit is real. Because when it's real, they going to buy my shit. Because game is to be sold. If you go to a club and you out and you see me and Shantae over there kicking it, and you want to come talk to us, your ass going to come over there and drinks going to be on you. And you know it because, motherfucker, you're going to be asking a whole bunch of shit and we going to be kicking it. You paying for game like that. You pay for what you want. It just so happened that we don't have no way to get together. See, we don't, me and the people, we don't have no way to get together except for on here. So then I got sell it like that.
These cats don't mind investing a purse, a Dooney and Burke for the girl. They don't mind buying a sack of weed. They don't mind doing it. And all that stuff does not stay with you for a lifetime. You know, what you have does. And you definitely have helped me as far as in life, not even just with just catching bitches, just in life in general, the things that I've learned from you. And I'm a skeptical cat. You know, I'm the kind of cat that's like, hey, you know, I'm not buying nothing. I don't want to hear this. I watch it on TV or I get it from here or there. But once I actually saw that when I was listening to the show and I met you, there was more to it than what I was listening to on the show, and I missed so. And I go back and listen to the archives. I said, "Oh man, I was missing the whole point." You know, I was listening for the entertainment properties of the show, wasn't really listening to the real nuggets that I was actually would have got if I would have participated in the right way. So, you know, I do want to thank you, and I do appreciate, you know, and I'm not even just saying this because you can go back in the archives and hear me when I called in and actually told you how I felt about the stuff I've learned from you. So, but yeah, you guys really are missing out if you're not really serious about this. You shouldn't be listening if you're not serious.
Hey, now the thing about what he just said, which I agree with it all. See, you can think as a listener, you can think that motherfucker work with Rosebud, shit talking ass motherfucker, or you could think that motherfucker telling you the truth. I don't give a fuck what you think, because I know he telling you the truth. What I'm saying is the average one of you guys would rather think this motherfucker is lying or kissing my ass or whatever when he say that shit, as opposed to he really learned and got whatever the fuck he's saying he got. The thing is, if you believe he full of shit, then that relieves you of the duty to have to do anything about your motherfucking life. But if you accept that he's telling the truth, then you have a duty to do something. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you right now. These motherfuckers is scared to get on the phone and talk. Now imagine how you feel over the internet. I have to sit here and get roasted face to face with this man. And I probably would say he's harder on me than he is with you guys, because I got to be in his presence and he ain't taking you. I can tell you so many things I brought up and he's like, man, that's some punk shit. I ain't fucking with that. And so I got to tell you, he keeps it real with me. Sometimes I say some shit that I'm on, and he stands on the square. So this ain't no bullshit, man. I ain't never been no bitch ass nigga to where I just suck up to somebody because it feels good. You know, I'm a real dude, and anybody who met me would know that. And that's coming from the heart on that one, man. But go ahead, bud. Let's get at these cats.
Nah. Y'all hear that damn shit? Listen, before I get into it tonight, now we've been kicking it like a motherfucker. What you need? Before I get into it tonight, I motherfucking want you to know you can catch me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget, my name got two motherfucking D's in it. I see you, 786. I'm coming at you in a minute. I see you, 267. I'm coming at you in a minute. I'm getting ready to revamp a lot of shit. And that audio book, I'm telling you, you guys missing out on it. So Just understand, Rosewood got shit. Okay, seven. Let me get these questions, man. I don't like to keep people waiting. 786, what's up?
Hey, what's going on with it, bud?
Nothing too much, bro. What's happening with you?
Man, ain't shit, man. Hey, man. Hey, I just heard the American Pimp, the audio book. I don't know if that's what you referring to, but I've been bumping that like the past 2 weeks. you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I got a whole lot of motherfucking game off that shit, man. I just kept on burning that bitch, going back to chapter 1 to chapter 4. You know what I'm saying? I've been bumping that shit in my car for the past 2 weeks, man. You know, and I could just feel the energy just coming out the audio, man.
Let me tell you something about that audio, man. This is what people don't understand. They always look at that. I'm trying to charge them. What I'm saying is, let's say you was one of those guys that thought I was trying to charge you, but you bought the shit. Don't you think whatever the fuck you paid, you get 900,000 times more game out of that than that amount of money?
Hell yeah. I mean, the shit is beneficial. You know, it's definitely beneficial.
Exactly. So what I'm saying to you, bro, is you keep bumping that shit, and you're going to keep growing. Because the more you grow, let's say you don't know much right now, then you bump that shit, and then you learn a little about whatever, and you start keep on playing that shit. The shit you didn't hear before, you will be hearing it. The more you learn, the more you revisit, the more you'll be able to pick up. And I'm telling you, it's the gift to keep on giving, brother.
I noticed you was down, and when you had met Delano, you know what I'm saying, you were still green in the game, but you didn't really come off like you was green in the game. But you know what I'm saying, and subconsciously you were green in the game, and you didn't want Delano to think you was green in the game, so you were just basically popping pimping. But that shit grew on you just by bumping shoulders with pimps, you know what I'm saying, standing down for it, you know what I'm saying.
Wait,
and I could
just see you
growing.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. You giving up too much, god damn it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was some dope. Because believe me, man, I was green as a pool table and twice as square, but I was trying my best to not let that nigga bust out. That was dope,
hey,
man.
But here's the juice, though. In that audio book, if you listen to it like real, you keep on listening to it, I can see where you're growing into a full-fledged pimp.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? I can see the growth in it.
Check this out.
Yeah. tell me this, man, because I did what you did exactly when I got the book. Tell me that you had this feeling when you was listening to the book and going through it. Did you find yourself one more and had to say, "Damn, I know I heard this about 5 times," but did you have to start it over again and keep listening again?
Yeah. You start
That's
over,
exactly
you learn
how I
new.
Felt.
You
That's
learn
how
something
I felt.
New, you catch it. Because some shit will go over your head, but you got to catch it.
Hey, wait, caller.
Hey,
what's your
name? The good thing about it is,
caller.
Hey, if you down in the game, man, yo.
Caller, what's your name? First name.
LP, man. LP,
nigga,
Lamar.
I like your motherfucking ass. Do me a favor, LP. Hit my motherfucking email so that I can send you some shit that's going to fuck you up.
All right, man. Lamar DP, man. Lamar DP, man.
I love the shit you're saying. I ain't saying I'm sending it to you because you like saying good shit about me. I'm saying I'm going to send it to you because the things you did say showed me that you wasn't just listening to the shit I was talking. You was into the shit, and you got something from the shit. That's dope.
Yes, indeed.
All right, I'm putting you back
yes,
in,
indeed.
Man. Hey, 267, what's your first name? What's your question?
What's happening, man? This is Dice. Yeah, two
Dice
questions. If I can get Dice to pick, yeah, yes, sir.
What's up, man?
What's happening? What's happening, sir? My question was, what do you prefer, turnouts or females already inside the game?
Check this out. I don't need no, you know, explanation. I heard the question, and it's a hell of a question, because that was a situation that I had to deal with in my early years in the pimping, because when I got to fucking with Shante, before fucking with Shante, I was fucking with Delano and shit, and we was on the track and all that damn shit. But I mean, it was part of since I was green, it was part of the fun of being a pimp. So I'm on the track, I'm fucking with bitches, but I learned that I wasn't really fucking with bitches, because I preferred turnout bitches. I preferred a turnout, because I would motherfucking go get at that bitch, and not only does she not know what the fuck I'm talking about, once she start accepting what I'm talking about, I could put it in her. Whereas bitches that's in the game, you got to get all the bullshit she got in her out of her so you can put what you got in her. Now, I was green, and I wasn't no real pimp. Then I came to Hollywood. I'm pimping. I got hoes. And I meet real pimps. So we kicking it, and I'm telling them, you know, man, I don't really be wanting to fuck with no goddamn bitch. I don't want no other niggas' problems. I'm saying this shit because I done heard this shit in the streets, and it sounds feasible, and I want to sound like I got game. So they say, yeah, nigga, you really don't want another nigga's problem. But the pimping is to work smarter, not harder. Turning bitches out is hard. You got to motherfucking put up with a whole bunch of bullshit to turn a bitch out. Whereas when you get a bitch that's already hoeing, you can stop her shit right now, that day, when you catch her. Just check her. As soon as she say it, let her know what time it is and never raise up. And that bitch is already a hoe. She motherfucking be in line. Now,
and her production value too.
Yeah, but to answer that question, which one do I prefer? I never made a choice. Because they both, the turnout and the motherfucking already hoe, they have value. Right now, today, if I got a turnout, I would hate it. God, it would be so much shit that I got to do that I don't want to do. Got to put up with this, got to put up with that. But if I got a motherfucking bitch that's been hoeing like a motherfucker, I would be so skeptical because all this shit I know. You understand what I'm saying? So if I look at either one of them as for what they are, I won't do shit. That's why I don't. They all just bitches.
Don't give them no preference.
Every one of them motherfuckers is bitches. And you don't prefer neither one. You prefer to fuck with a bitch that want to fuck with you. Be her a turnout or a 20-year vet. Your game is tight enough for either one. You feel me, man?
True indeed. And the second question, that was clear. That was clear and concise. I got you clearly. Second question, how you feel about sending mud? I mean, not mud, dust, but ugly chicks, man. Because I'll send almost anything.
No, I don't believe that, Dice P. I know you got motherfucking principles and you ain't going to send anything. But I do know what you're saying.
Almost. That's why I said almost.
I know what you're saying. But the answer to that question is, here you got a really, really fine-ass bitch. She's fine as a motherfucker. And her biggest payday was $300. And you done kicked it with her. You done did whatever with the bitch to get her to get money, and she might have got $350. Now, you got this other bitch, 50 pounds overweight, ain't even really fine, and she listened to you, and her traps go vary from day to day. 400, 700, you know, 300. You know, what I'm saying is, Who's the best bitch? No, yeah. Answer that.
The one that's making more money.
No. It's not about the money. This is about if the bitch is fine or not. So what I'm saying is, fine is what fine does.
Because
a real fine bitch can be ugly at fuck. Because she don't get no money. And you got a real ugly bitch do every goddamn thing you want her to do, plus get your traps right. Now that's a fine bitch.
True and
that's why. That's
pretty
why
is,
you see
pretty is what pretty does.
You goddamn right. Pretty is what pretty does, brother. That's why you find motherfuckers like me with a big bitch or an ugly bitch, and I act like she a little skinny fine bitch, cause that bitch paying her weight in gold.
Yeah, man. You ever heard of sweat equity?
Sweat equity. Now bring that down, Trey.
Sweat equity, man. That's when you got somebody investing. They ain't got no money, but they willing to sweat their ass off for you. That's that sweat equity. Then you got another one who got money, but they ain't worth a damn. You know what I'm saying? So now you know the one you'd rather have is the one that has that sweat equity. She's ready to go out there and get it for you.
Hey, that's from Trey Lavish. Some motherfucker ain't even supposed to have no game. But see, I recognize gems, so that motherfucker was a diamond in the rough. And once I get his ass polished, shit, I'm going to be able to go to sleep and let this motherfucker kick it. Because he going to
away, baby.
Hey, Dice the Pimp,
how
you doing, man?
Thank you for your time.
I'm doing good, man.
I'm doing excellent, man. I'm back at it. You know what I mean? So yeah, I still listen in. I don't call in all the time, but I'm always following.
You back at it.
Say it again.
And you back?
Oh no,
at
I ain't never left.
Officer?
I mean,
okay,
I'm back doing good. I'm back in position. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never stopped.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. I got you, man. I love it, man. Thanks for calling in, bro.
All right, thanks for your time, sir. Peace.
All right, bro. See, Dice to P. That motherfucker's a nigga to have it. You know. I got a lot of calls. Oh, shit. Yeah, but they ain't pressing one, man. They got to press one. All you motherfuckers on here, you know, they just listening. But it's cool. It's cool, man. When they press one, we'll see that question mark. So, listen. This is where I'm coming from. The only thing that you're going to have to do is use a few of the things that techniques, whatever you want to call them, from my course, and then motherfuckers will speak for you. Because I am serious. I'm not scared of no bitch. So what I be saying sounds whatever it sounds like to you. But believe me, what it sounds like to a bitch, that motherfucker love it. Why? Because motherfuckers don't say the shit and don't be the way I'm talking about with their actions. I'm talking about being a motherfucker. Tonight and every Thursday night, I kick it with you motherfucking pimps. So call in 657-383-0809. Call in. Ask your questions. Ask all the shit you be trying to instant message me about. I see them. That's all of it. We not tripping. I'm not giving you game for free. No, not one-on-one. Now, if you're too scared to get on this goddamn phone and ask me that question that you can type on the fucking instant message, that's on you. Because if you type it on the instant message, I'm not answering it. But if you ask me on the show, I will answer. Excuse me, I had to drink some water. You hear my voice. I'm trying not to get excited. I'm trying to be cool. Let me drink some more water. I'm trying to be cool, y'all, so let's just keep going. Understand that what I'm talking about is for you. 657-383-0809. Make sure you call in. Because on this show, we talk about the problems motherfuckers in the game have and how to pimp past them. We don't be talking about how to deal with them. Suckers deal with problems. Motherfuckers pimp past them motherfuckers. Because that's what time it is. The Ask Rosebud Show is for motherfuckers who want to become lady magnets. Because I'm a lady magnet, man. Even though I'm overweight, I'm 65, gray hair like a motherfucker, I can catch a bitch. I can catch a young bitch. I just simply prefer catching bitches closer to my age. You know why? Because them motherfuckers know what they want. All they want is to get the shit fucked out of them and be with a motherfucker that's, you know, ain't no broke, needing shit kind of thing. And I'm with that because that's how I am, bitch. I don't need shit from you. I don't want nothing from you but some pussy. If you could help me, I might want some help, but I ain't even looking for that shit, bitch. But I'm 65. I'm not 30 or 25 like you motherfuckers, so you can't think like me. You got to wait till you get up in age, till you done some pimping, and you done charged some bitches, so you can be comfortable fucking around with a bitch for her pussy. Because I already know what I get from a bitch. Go ahead, what's up?
Yeah, man, I was going to say, that's like explaining astrophysics to a junior high school dropout, man. They ain't going to understand it.
See, listen, you a motherfucker, man. You know, the last time we was talking, we got into some shit. And I hope you don't think it's ever going to change, because it's not. Now, we got this station, and I'm claiming it, and this is what we can really kick it. Now, I'll be damned if I ain't going to bring it. So, let's get into tonight. Check out both of my sites, AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com. You know, I'm coming at you from the left on Ask Rosebud site, and I'm coming at you from the right on the motherfucking Down and Dirty 101 site. So we got both sides covered. Don't worry. Check them sites out. That confidence course of mine is what you motherfuckers need, along with them tools to show you how to roll. Now, I hope you guys know that I'm one of the only motherfuckers available to you who know what you're looking for. And I'm willing to give it up to you freely. All you have to do is ask for it on my show. That's all you have to do. Bring your ass on the show, press 1, and ask for whatever you need to know. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to spend no money. You ain't got to be scared of me trying to charge you or pimp you or whatever. All you got to do is have some whatever going on and want some insight on it. And one, and your motherfucking ass can get anything you need from me. I only ask for support. And if you can stand it, that's the only way I want it. You got to reach out and get them MP3s if you can. But if you can't, and you have questions, you got to ask them on my shows. So put it in your motherfucking minds to support me one way or another. Support me by knocking off them MP3s, the confidence course, woo-woo-woo, or support me by getting on my shows and asking fucking questions. Some of you motherfuckers got enough money to buy a tool or all the tools or whatever. Some of you motherfuckers ain't got shit and you just need some game. I'm down for both of y'all. Let's get busy. All you gotta do is go to PayPal. Go ahead, man.
And there should be no reason that you're calling up saying, I ain't got no money right now, man. It's gonna take me a couple weeks to I am sitting here with ArtDistrictDirect.com. I am willing to take you by the literally take you by the hand and work for you step by step and getting you on point. Get your business card. So when you meet a woman, you got something to show her. And then you need to be congruent with what you're saying. That business card is going to be connected to your business that we're going to build for you online. So look. This confidence game is huge, man. You really need to pay attention to what you're doing. There should be no reason that you're calling up saying that.
Now, check this out. You guys got to understand this shit. Because, first of all, I don't think I even told you what, you know, I like to connect to title. My goddamn. So tonight, this is about knowing when you have succeeded. Because a lot of you motherfuckers don't even know when you didn't call the bitch. You catch her and lose her in the same hour. You got to know, and you need to understand, that if you're trying to get at a woman, you need to have the right conversation. I can't do it for you, but I can arm you with pure dynamite, plutonium, that is guaranteed to blow a woman's mind. And that's what I do. You only need to ask any one of the motherfuckers who fuck with me and ask me, is the shit usable? I don't wish shit, fuck it. What I'm saying is you could just fucking see how dope that shit is. I can only take a few highly educated suggestions. And I'll take them, and I'll tell you what they are, what they're about. And if you follow, you're going to see the same results motherfuckers are seeing now. The sooner you realize I have taken all the elements of what is attractive to women, what is attractive to women that pimps have. I've taken all that shit, and I made it to where you can harness it. And the sooner you will, the sooner you'll be out there catching bitches, if you do harness it. Now, I'm not claiming to be some kind of guru that can show you how to magically catch a woman. But I am claiming to be able to show any one of you motherfuckers that pay attention how to put together a method of pursuit, a way to go at women. I'm able to do that. I guarantee that. And it's going to net you results. It will net you results. I can show you how to walk and catch. But if you have situations that you can bring to me, you know, things that have occurred that in your quest to catch was like a stumbling block, then we can talk about that shit. I can bring clarity to you about that shit. I see you, 346. I'm coming right at you. I make them MP3s for you. And if you want to clarify some situation you had and can't come up with the conversation to do it, hit me. And I'll motherfucking customize the conversation. I'll do that for you. 346, what's up? What's your first name?
Jack.
Jack, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, my problem is when I'm getting out of business, man, I always, like, pause in between my statements. And I see that that's not like I'm not keeping her attention. What kind of tools you got for that?
F man, please. First and foremost, are you talking about you fucking with bitches that you trying to pimp on?
Nah.
Listen. It ain't no big thing. I just want to know where you're coming from, so I can tell you the right shit to get. You need to go to AskRosebud.com and look at my tools. I got tools for what to say to a bitch when she in the crosswalk, crossing the street. I got tools for what to say to a broad you see walking down the street. I got tools for what to say to a bitch that's in the grocery store. I got tools of what to say to a bitch when you're in a mall. I got all kinds of tools for conversation. But let me tell you what your problem is and why you be pausing. I talk about an arsenal. Have you ever heard me mention the word arsenal?
Well, I'm just getting up on your shows. I didn't hear it, but
okay.
Four or five.
Okay. Brother, if you haven't heard it, you haven't. If you say no, then I'm going to break it down from the beginning. Otherwise, you haven't. I believe that a motherfucker should have an arsenal. And the way you have an arsenal is you create sentences, 3, 4, 5, 6 sentences that you put together that you gonna say to a bitch. Now that sounds fucked up, but it's not. Because if you put these sentences together, and let's say the first sentence is to tell you if you want to talk to her or not. Otherwise, you're going to say hello to the bitch. And you say hello to the bitch. Now, her response is going to tell you whether or not you want to keep talking. Now, let's say her response tells you you want to keep talking. Then you got to have something else to say. Otherwise, this is why you have an arsenal. I have an arsenal. I could send it to you, and you could use it, but that's for one situation. You're going to run into 100 situations every day. So you don't want to learn one situation. You want to learn what the broad meaning of having the arsenal means. And what it means is no matter what the bitch say, you've got something to say to her that's, if she follows what you're saying, that's going to tell you if you should talk to her or not. Otherwise, let's say you got 6 or 7 sentences in your arsenal. And you get to the third one, and it's like, well, what you doing today? And she starts talking about some other shit that ain't even got nothing to do with what you doing. And then you tell her, no, baby, I asked you, and you explain what you asked her. And she still get to talking about some other shit. Right there, you know that bitch is wasting your time. You ain't gonna spend no more time with her. You only got halfway through the arsenal. The only way you get through the arsenal is if everything she says makes you want to use the next sentence. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what I'm saying is, if you use your arsenal the way I'm telling you to use it, you won't hesitate in your conversation. And the reason, well, first of all, do you know why you hesitate in your conversation? Because I do.
I think because I'm a square.
Right.
All I did was trick, because that's what I was brought up around, tricks.
Right. And, come on.
And, I started reading your book, man, and I'm like, damn, I'm just a product of my environment, but I'm changing my way, and I don't want to be paying for no pussy, I just want to,
First and foremost, you need to get my confidence course. I don't give a fuck if you can afford it or not. You need to get it. Because the reason you a trick is because when you say whatever the fuck you say, you be trying to wonder if it's cool as far as the bitch heard it in a certain way, a cool way. Is it like okay for you to keep going? And you don't never know because you don't have no way to determine. So what I'm saying is that's what the arsenal does for you. If that bitch is not following what you're saying in the conversation, then you're following what she's saying. And she liable to take you to fucking shit, Calistoga. You don't want to go to Calistoga, but if you let her lead you, that's where you're going. So you have to always be leading. So if you say whatever you say and she responds to it and it's like a good response, you take some of the words that she used in her response and you include those words in what you say. But what you say is leading her toward the next response. Otherwise, sentence one leads her to sentence two, and her response from sentence two leads her to sentence three. And what I'm saying is that's how you use your arsenal. And it works, because as soon as that fucking bitch is not following or responding to what you're saying, you know you don't have no action.
It's a beautiful day technique. That's what it is, buddy.
Gotcha.
And those who got the course would know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
See the confidence course?
Hey, listen, bro. Go to my fucking AskRosebud.com site. Look at the course. Because it tells you, if you take the time to read it, it tells you what each part of the course shows you. And all you got to do is get it. If you want to get it piece by piece, you're going to be spending like $2,400. But if you want to get it all at once, you're going to spend $700, $750. I don't care how you get it. I just know you need it.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Rosebud.
All right, you got anything else? All right, for sure. See, the thing about me is that, I mean, I can be a dick and say, man, it costs this, pay this, period. Man, I mean, of course, I want money, but I make deals. You call me and tell me what you're doing, I tell you what I'll do, and it's going to be something you want to do. Because I'm going to make it worth your fucking while. Because not very many motherfuckers invest in themselves. You'll invest in that bitch. Take her there, here, buy her this, you know, make sure she ain't got to go through shit. But you won't do the same thing for yourself. So when I get people fucking with me, talking about they short, blah, 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 I'll figure out a way to come fuck with you. But if you talking about some free shit, fuck with me on my show. Free, I'm not doing. But about working with you, I will. Now check this shit out. The thing that we trying to envelop in you is it's a continuous growing process. And fortunately for you, I can see it on, I mean, you might think I'm just talking shit, but I'm not. I can see it light on anything you have to ask. There's nothing any motherfucking one of you guys can ask me that I don't know the answer to within 3 or 4 seconds. 847, I don't know what the hell you finna ask, but I'm glad you on here. But I guarantee you, I will be able to answer it. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rosebud. I saw that interview with you and Maroy, and right after that, I saw an interview with another pimp, and I just want to know what you had to say. What's your opinion on what he said? He said that now the pimping game is over with on account of the police in the past 10 years been making shit up out of thin air and sending motherfuckers to prison more than football numbers.
You want to know what I think about that?
Yes.
That nigga, whoever said that, is a big old square. And he could have hoes, he could be pimping. But do you think the motherfucking police just start giving out football numbers for motherfucking sentences to pimps? Do you think when I was out there that they was like saying, okay, you can get 30 days for pimping a bitch? Man, before I was out there, they was given 40 years. White slavery. I mean, they call it different shit now. But they have always been giving out these fucking large, you know, forever numbers, lifetime numbers, like you didn't kill the motherfucker if you a pimp. They've always been doing it. So my question to you, or my question to this motherfucker you talking about, is who in the fuck care what they fucking giving out? Let me ask you this before you answer. Do you know what speeding is? Do you know what a speeding ticket is? So Do you know what the speed limit is?
It depends.
Okay, it does. But let me ask you this. Do you give a fuck about the speed limit?
Nah.
I know you don't. Because you're going to do whatever the fuck you got to do. And if it's got to be going fast, you doing it. And if you get a ticket, you get a fucking ticket. In the pimping, you're going to do what you got to do. And if you get caught up, which you hope you don't, and the only way you will is if you miss pimping, you know, fucking with minors, doing some stupid drug shit, whatever the fuck, because real pimps don't go to jail. Hardly ever fucking get a case.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think I know now why you've been saying all that, because I've been listening to some other motherfuckers, and they be saying that the circle that he's fucking with is some, you know, fake motherfuckers.
Listen to me, bro.
The circle that he's fucking with, he said.
Yeah.
So the motherfucker said, I'm fucking with a circle of fake motherfuckers. That's basically what he told me.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say that. People that he talked to about this nigga say that.
Oh, okay. I thought the nigga said it himself. I was like, well, why is he fucking with niggas that's fake?
But even when people saying that, you got to motherfucking listen. You don't have to stop fucking with them, but you got to listen. Because what I'm saying, why would they say that about a motherfucker that ain't did no shit like that?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even make that shit up on him unless he done did some shit like that. Listen, man. What I'm saying is, when people say shit like that, all they're doing is trying to explain why they not down. They're just trying to tell you what's going on, keep them from being a stand-up motherfucker. Hold on, man, I got to drink some water.
Yeah, man,
you just gotta do what you gotta do, man. You can't be going in there scary. That's what's gonna get you caught up.
Exactly. That's what get motherfuckers caught up. Talking about they giving up this, that, and the other. Motherfuckers that kill people. Motherfuckers that goddamn steal. Motherfuckers that do whatever they do. They ain't tripping on what the motherfucking police gonna do to them if they get caught.
I give you a good one. You leave your girl's house in the morning, after staying the night there, you smoke a joint, a kid, the sun's in your eye, a kid walks across the crosswalk, you run into him and run him over, and the police, they blood test, you find out you were smoking weed, you was impaired, and you fucked up. So you don't stop driving?
Yeah, for sure. I agree with all that.
Good, man. Because that's what I like. And what'd you do, bro? You fucking had a question. You pressed one. You answered it. I mean, you asked it. We answered it. And look, you learned some shit. That's the only way it's going to happen, man. You got to be real with yourself. If it's on your mind,
yeah.
I want to hear it. You got something else, bro?
Yeah, Rosebud, I already, you know, pretty much knew all that. I just want to see, you know, if other motherfuckers think the same way. Because the way I think, man, my goal is to become a pimp, and I don't even give a fuck if they kill me tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a minute, brother. You suicidal motherfucker. Yeah, okay. So don't say that shit you said then. I know what you said. Just don't say it like that.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Yeah. All right, man. I hope
for sure. You motherfucking Sean, what the fuck you want?
All right.
What
first
the
of all,
fuck do you want?
First of all, to the brother who just got off, you want to win, so you don't want to think about if they gonna, you know, if they gonna kill you. You don't be scared of that shit, but you know that's not winning to get jammed up like that. But first of all, second of all, to the brother who called a second ago about the confidence course, I just wanted to co-sign it and say that I took it and it changed my life. So for you, if you serious, like if you've been doing what you've been doing and it wasn't working and you serious and you take the course, it's going to change your life. And you're going to call up just like I'm calling up, yo, that shit was – that was one of – it's a couple of times in my life that life-changing shit happens. That was definitely one of the main ones that changed my life. And that this happened as an adult. So go ahead and do it, brother.
What's up, man?
Hey, Sean, I wanted to talk to you too, man, because I remember when you first was coming on the show, man, and I had to ask Rosebud, and you was coming on at the same time as that other cat. I think his name was Chris. Chris didn't make it out of
Chris, right.
Well, you started to come on around the same. I remember he would get confused on who he was talking to. Man, you sound like a totally different dude, man. I was tripping. I was like, is that the same dude that was calling? Man, you made a 360 turnaround, man, and you sound sharp, man. You sound like you a man now, man.
Well, wait,
thank
you know,
not to say I wasn't a man before, but I understand.
No, that's what I was getting ready to say, Sean, you motherfucker.
I don't know about that.
It ain't had nothing to do. It has something to do with manhood, but not really. It has something to do with confidence in his manhood. You know,
correct.
A motherfucker was already a man, but since nobody really laid groundwork for him to see how that shit worked, he didn't really understand that he was on the right track. Then when he fucked with me, coincidentally, the shit I'm laying down, the shit he told me could understand, and he identified with it. And look what happened to him. And he do something
different. And what I mean is your perception of him changes once you hear how he starts to constantly talk and how he says what he says.
He don't talk with situations or obstacles. He talk with solutions. He talk with ways to deal, how it should be dealt with. He don't compromise being Sean, whereas before he would be Sean and he might be another name, you know, because something making him think different. Now, can't nobody sway this motherfucker. Even me, I didn't tell him, man, I'm going to cut you out. I'm going to fucking make sure you wrong. He still call. Still say his shit.
Is a testament to that it works.
Correct.
No, that's for sure.
That's correct. That's why whenever I have some extra money, I go get a tool. Or, you know, like the brother just called, I'm a co-sign to tell you it's real. It's 100% real. It's like if you got a foundation with quicksand, and then he just give you some concrete to put up under it, and you're on solid ground. From that point on, it's like you start seeing shit differently. And I don't work with him. I don't even know him. I just listen to his show. But I tell you, that shit is real, though.
That shit is real,
Sean. I'm going to see if I can find an old show with you on there, Sean. I'm going to spend some time, man, and try to. And when I finally find something on you, I'm going to take a clip, man, and we're going to play it on here so people can hear the difference. And then I'm going to play something that you said recently, and I'm going to let them hear the difference of where you were and where you came to, man. Because I think people really, if you listen to this show, and there's some people on here, y'all need to come up and actually speak on that so people know that this is real. If you actually listen to this show, you see how you transform. And it's crazy, man. It really is.
Oh, no, I know. And people around me, they tell me. People around me that knew me for a long time, they tell me. Yeah, I know it's real. That's why I called in.
Sean, they said, what the fuck is wrong with you? What happened? How can you be this way? Jesus Christ. Is this the guy I grew up with?
I couldn't believe it was the same guy that was calling. I remember I was just like, man, is it a bitch?
Hey, we work, man. And when people fuck with me, like Sean, because Sean used to call every fucking show, and he wasn't scared to fucking say, I think it's up. And I say, you motherfucker, it's down. And I start talking about whatever. That motherfucker started trying to see what I'm saying. He ain't trying to argue at this point. If he wanted to argue his point, he wouldn't want to listen to me. Well, I'm saying if I could show him, you know, where I'm coming from, which is what I like to do. He ain't gotta think exactly what I'm thinking. He just got to know this is how to think. Then you come up with the shit he be saying. I've been trying to, actually, Sean, you might not notice this. I've been
hold
trying
on
to,
for a second. Rosebud, somebody got to turn the radio down. It's getting an echo.
That's you. Hey, so what I'm saying is, Sean, I've been trying to, the last couple of times, hear you out and pick something you say so I can slam you with it because I'm tired of you sounding so sharp. But I haven't even been able to pick nothing lately. You remember when I told you that before, I used to be able to pick shit out your conversation
easily
and tell you what fuck was wrong. Bruh, I ain't been able to do it in some months. That's a test. You spit shit out your mouth to a motherfucker that look for shit, and I can't find none. Come on.
Comb
you gotta
with
be
a fine tooth comb. Yeah.
Hey, you got to be a motherfucker now. And I can only imagine, I hope I'm correct, you got to be tagging bitches, man.
Correct. But I'm not the type of nigga to lie. I got to give most of it to you. Not that I wasn't getting pussy before, but I got to give it most of it to you.
No.
I got to give most of it to you.
No, you don't get shit to me. What you do if you want to get something to me, you say I was getting pussy before, and you know, I felt satisfied because every fucking time I got some pussy, I felt lucky. Since fucking with you, I know Sean getting pussy.
Right. Well, that's exactly what it is. Back then, it was luck. Because back then, you might stumble on a situation, but as soon as y'all... You know, as soon as y'all start to talk, she could see that you ain't. She could sway you. She could see that you're not ready. You know, after she gives you some pussy, she running the game. You basically willing to.
Sean,
do
what you called in one time and said that was you were stumbling on it by luck. Didn't you call in and say something like that before?
Yeah,
I thought you said way back then.
Yes, sir.
I remember that conversation when you said that.
Because
that's the thing you get when you fuck with a motherfucker like Trey with one of them kind of memories. Nah, I can remember, but ain't that a bitch? Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't want you to really say nothing else unless you got another question. But what I really want
to... You throw me back in.
What I really want you to know is that I'm so motherfucking proud... I don't know the word. I'm proud that your ass not only grew, but you keep trying to grow. You keep trying to grow. It's like, damn near if I don't hear from you on the show, it's like, damn, what was Sean? You know, but it's not really like that, but it's damn near like that because you don't stop, man. You have not stopped.
Yeah.
And when you saw that you actually got what I was trying to give, you still didn't stop. I know a lot of motherfuckers that say, oh, yeah, well, I got it now, so woo-woo. No, you haven't even done that. You still be trying to get it. And I'm always giving it up to you, man. I'm going to put you back in,
I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you.
Right on.
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of shit that I I take that back because it still take a pussy to make me calm. But I'm saying my dick get hard when I hear this shit. You know, motherfuckers like, you know, saying what they really got, not just making bullshit up. So my thing is this. I got pure fucking dope on them fucking MP3s. And check this out. What if you in a motherfucking restaurant and you see a real classy ass bitch? Are you going to go up to that bitch and ask her some silly shit? Hey, what's happening? Are you going to ask her some shit like that? What the fuck are you going to do? See, you want a smooth situation that calls for an interruption of her dining experience. And you got to have all that in your mind when you get at the bitch. And you want to intrigue her enough for her to stop her meal and pay attention to your story. See, I kick it about shit like that. Now, I got the MP3 on getting at an upscale woman. And it's just what the doctor ordered in that case. It has the approach. It has the conversation to win in that instance. In the case of a woman crossing the street, I have what is needed to actually run up to her or go up to her quickly, basically accosting her in the crosswalk. And you use that accosting her to get the action that you're looking for. I know how to do that shit. When you startle a motherfucking woman, there's a particular conversation for that. Otherwise, the bitch crossing the street in the crosswalk ain't thinking about shit. And you see her, and the next thing she know, you up in her ear. You didn't scare her, not scared her, but you startled her. There's a conversation for that. There's a way you can make that startling her, show her how she underestimates herself. Otherwise, you explain to her she should be walking across the street expecting some motherfucker to witness how beautiful you are. Whatever you say, man. I'm just saying, I got game. I know how to see what the bitch tripping on and take what she tripping on away from her. I have all kinds of goddamn conversations for bitches. You know why? Because I was a pimp. And whether you know it or not, that's my livelihood, bitches. What else do I need to think about? A wrench? What? What do I need to think about? Some kind of tool other than how to catch a bitch? No. See, you got to know how to get at a woman. You got to know how to get that bitch to come to you. A lot of you motherfuckers don't even know the very things that you're going to get that are actually going to get you what you want from any woman that you speak with. You don't even know what they are. You might accidentally say something that attracts that bitch, but since you didn't know what you said that caught her, you don't even know how to follow up. Why? You ain't got no arsenal. You don't know what you're doing. You guessing all the time. I don't play that shit. See, there's a way for all situations that you run into for you to win. And, of course, all you got to do is bring shit up on the show, and you'll learn something significant to bring up. 313, my Chicago nigga. Hey, that's my Detroit nigga. And I noticed, I forget his name, but I bet it's this nigga. But what's up, man? Come on.
Yeah, representing the D, baby. What's up, bro, bud, big unk?
What's that?
Antoine, I'm going to go by Tony Macaroni. I'm about to change it up. You know what I'm saying? We all getting laid off, so I'm like, I just need a message for him. You know what I'm saying? So on the way out the door, I just want to know how to do it in a professional job, you know?
What's your question?
How do you move a square bitch? Like,
how do
make
you
it fire,
move
like
a square bitch?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. I mean, really. How do you move her for what? To steal cars? To rob banks?
No.
How do you move her to what? Drive a motherfucking Caterpillar or an old earth mover that can fucking move a fucking city block in once? What are you asking me?
Well, Big Pimpin', I need the information so that they don't move
stop,
to the next
stop,
job and they move
stop,
to my job.
Stop. All that shit I said to you is for you to understand the question you asked wasn't specific enough for me to give you an answer. Since you didn't pick that up and I just told it to you, you have to bring that question, make it more concise about what you really want, because it's too many square bitches that do too many things, different things, for me to say one thing that's going to work for all bitches. So you obviously have been fucking with a bitch that's a certain kind of way. Let's hear about that bitch.
Okay. So, I got some at work, you feel me? You know?
Stop.
And,
Stop.
Yeah.
First and foremost, why would you fuck it with a bitch at your job?
Because it's about to be over. It was a seasonal joint.
Oh, it's a seasonal job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, we all got to go around the same time, you know. And as everybody leave, I'm like, you know, take this little, you know. But I want to do it in a professional manner, you know. But
stop,
don't listen to
stop,
how you said
stop,
the upscale.
Stop. Listen to me, man. First of all, do you hear how you're talking? You trying to ask me a question about shit. But when it comes to talking about the shit, all you say is, you know. I don't fucking know. I don't know what you trying to tell me. You got to tell me. Now, why I said that is that's probably how you talk to bitches. You be expecting them to know what you talking about instead of you telling that bitch what you talking about.
Yeah, he don't sound confident, man. It's not like he's hiding under the table, scared the conversation.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
That's crazy,
right? Listen,
yeah, that's what's
going
on. Yeah.
That's what's going on? I'm asking you. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah, but
don't nobody know who the fuck you are. Don't nobody know you, man. So ain't nobody knowing who you are. You can tell the fucking truth. Don't nobody know you. Ain't nobody gonna recognize your voice. So I'm saying, so that's what's going on? You like, so what? What's going on? Come on. You want some help,
you
man.
Know,
you got on the phone. You press one. You ain't no scary nigga. So you deserve my attention. But I don't know shit. I don't know nothing about what you talking about. So you gonna have to tell me whatever it is without saying that you know bullshit. Because I don't know. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, you know.
Hey, wait, what did you say? First.
I meant, well,
you know.
First.
You just said you know.
So,
kill that.
Okay.
Take you know out your
Take
conversation.
Out.
Because those words, when you talk to a bitch, let her know that you ain't talking about shit.
Uh-huh.
You feel me?
Uh-huh. I feel you. All right,
so come on.
Digging.
Come on.
Okay, so I'm in a position right now where I'm about to leave my current square position. And
right.
I have a lot of resources around me, so I'm thinking I could utilize that and the lifestyle I was already thinking about engaging in, you know.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you this. You say you got a lot of resources. Are these resources that are real resources, or are these things that you hope or think could be resources?
Mm-hmm. I hope.
Okay, stop right there. When you thinking like that, whatever you thinking about, don't fuck with it. You can't fuck with nothing that you hope. Because whatever happened, good or bad, you didn't make it happen because you was hoping. Now, if you got a job that's been the end and you see this bitch or that bitch or this or that that's making you think that these can be resources of yours, you supposed to do something before that job ends that's going to let you see that, let's say this bitch Maria you think you can fuck with her. So now that the job is getting ready to end, you say, look, Maria, I've been checking you out. Woo, woo, woo. You need to come over here and let me kick it with you because I think we can make some money. Let's say you said something like that. And she say, well, you know what? I really want to make some money. Maybe I should. See some shit like that. You follow up on that, then you got action. But just because Maria is fine, just because the job is finna end, none of that mean you got action. None of that mean that's work. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But
yeah,
the second
perception.
Part, what I just got through saying is what's going on, right or wrong? Where you at, man?
They follow me. They follow me because I wanted to word it right. I know you're going to chop it up, so I wanted to word it right.
I ain't going to chop it up. What I'm going to do is make sure you know, don't fucking take that long to answer. You lose a bitch.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, if they throw me some action, I immediately respond to that and proactively, you know, engage in conversation afterward. But my thing is I try to keep it on a professional level because that's where I'm at.
You talking about as far as being at work?
Yes.
Yeah, but why do you try to get at a bitch when you're at work? Why don't you say, God damn you, friend, motherfucker, you need to call me somewhere besides at work. Let's say is you get off work at 4 o'clock. Call me at 6 o'clock tonight. You know, so I can talk to you, you know, not work. Why don't you say some shit like that? So if the bitch call you at 6 o'clock, you know you ain't got to worry about the professional shit that you talking about that's stopping you from having a bitch.
I would highly advise you not to talk to any women at work, man. I've been messed with a lot of women from work. Not a single one that turned out to be a good situation. I've had a long-term one with the coworker. It just doesn't work. The bosses find out, they get to tripping on her, or they're tripping on you. It's just not a good.
He's saying the job's gonna be over though.
Right. So why is he worried about? Is he worried about being professional with him?
No. You're right in what you're telling me, but you're not addressing his problem. His problem is that the job is gonna be over, and he don't know how to take it any further. Now, what I'm saying is, way to take it further is to make her jump on a conversation that you have indicated that ain't got nothing to do with work. You got to let her know, hey, call me at 6 o'clock tonight. And if you call me tonight, we going to talk about some shit like we don't work together. And the bitch, if she call you, you know you got action. But you got to be willing to say that shit so you can see if you got action. Other than that, you're taking a chance. And every motherfucker that I know, that I've been knowing, they don't want to take chances. They only want to do what they know is going to work. Fuck taking a chance. When it's about taking a chance, I ain't doing it. That's me, Rosebud. If it's about taking a chance, I ain't taking no chance. I ain't brave enough to miss if that's the case, but if it's about doing what the hell I think and what I think is taking a chance, I'm down and fucking dirty. I'm not getting on no goddamn roller coaster that goes 90 miles an hour. I ain't taking a chance on that goddamn motherfucker flying off the tracks. It ain't never flew off the tracks in the history that has been rolling. But that's all I'm thinking. If I get on that motherfucker, I'm taking a chance on it flying off the tracks. I ain't going to do it. I'm not taking no chance, man. I don't take chances. I do what I think has been, you know, like limited to what's going to be what I think. So do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
What am I saying?
Don't hesitate. Just go for it. And if you do hesitate, it's a possibility you shouldn't be doing it at all.
Okay. I can see that with the last sentence at first. I was going to say you was wrong. But that last sentence kind of cleared it up. Because if there is a hesitation, then it's telling you that something ain't right. And pass that bullshit up. That's how I feel. Did that help?
That's
you?
A good copy. No, that helped a lot. That really did touch. Appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, man, because I can't help unless a motherfucker do like you do and press one and bring some shit to me. So what if I talk shit? So what if I make you uncomfortable? Get the game that's in what we talking about so that when the shit happen again, you will know how to deal with it. So if this shit happen again, you will know how to deal with it, won't you?
Most definitely.
I love it, bro. For sure. Okay.
One.
So. Wait. Did I cut you off? You got something else to hear?
No, sir. Nope.
All right, bro. Man, DJ, that shit my motherfucking nigga playing. What's more important than fucking understanding game? Shoot me questions. Shoot me situations. Shoot me scenarios that we can kick it about, and you will get the direction you need by kicking it with me. Hit AskRosewood@gmail.com. But since most motherfuckers have not actually gone out and tried shit, my MP3s are just what the doctor would order. This is exactly why it's so fucking important. You get to hear conversations like the ones you gonna be having. And you get to hear significantly different approaches to each situation. All ending in the same place. Which is you having what the fuck? I got about a minute. If you got a question, come on with me. 847, look like I said. 847, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud. I got the situation I've been thinking about. Now, it goes like this. On the streets, right, if you call another man a bitch or a pussy, the rule is you're supposed to swing on him immediately in the hood, you know? And the situation is, well, you know, what if he says that to you and you out in public with 50 people around? I've been, you know, I know people who are swinging that situation, but then they just got to take to jail. So what do you say to that motherfucker to still maintain your respect but without going to jail?
You know what you do, man? Let me tell you what to do. You say, man, even if you've never been in the pen, you say this, man, in the pen, when a motherfucker like you see a bitch, he fuck. And that motherfucker ain't gonna do shit. And you done showed him, ain't no bitch in you. And if you see one, come fuck me. He ain't gonna do shit. He gonna say, damn. Why? Because you didn't let what he said insult you. You had something to say that a man would say in response. Well, man, come on. If you see a bitch, if you see any bitch in me, come get it out of me. Because that's what we do in the pen. And you look at that motherfucker in his eyes when you say that. Let me tell you something, man. I done did that many. I can't even count how many times I did that. And I ain't never been in the pen in my life. But a motherfucker understand when you can't fuck with somebody. They don't, you know, they might be, you know, playing past whatever they doing right now, talking shit. But when you bring it to the real motherfucker, you think I'm a bitch? Come fuck.
I can't hear nothing.
I'm out.